There comes a time on any professional healer's journey that it becomes time to become a professional and to start charging money for your healing work. Let's talk about it. This is The Healer's Journey. My name is Inga Brewer, and today's episode isn't exactly about one single block. The block is being blocked to start the business, being blocked to start doing this professionally. But what I've noticed is I've tried to record this episode maybe 7 times now, and underneath this block are like 55 other blocks, and I'm getting lost in trying to track them all and dismantle them all in one. So let me just name a lot of them, tell you some stories, and then I want to offer you a framework that might help actually regulate your nervous system, calm your body, and allow your mind to think about this problem in a completely new way. I've seen so many people stay on the verge of really launching their healing business for so many, like in so many different ways, and in so many different things have held them back. I lay a lot of them out there. One is the belief that you don't have a healing business until you have a website. Nobody says you need a website to have a healing business. I know it kind of organizes your thinking and you feel more legitimate if you have a website, and you should do it for that reason, but that's not the hallmark of a business. Two, all the questions of like insurance and how to get set up with your accounting and self-employed and all of that holds people back, scares their bodies. My guess is that it's because doing that kind of puts a very clear signaling out there of like, this work is real in my life and I'm going to put it on like the economy grid. And I am a little bit scared of being tapped on the fingers for that or doing it wrong in some way and bad consequences coming. Another one, and maybe I'm just going to lay down a lot of blocks I had. Okay, so another one is I resisted for a really long time social media and being known for this work. I heard that really, really, really scared me for a long time. Another thing is that I didn't actually want to be known as an energy healer in my circle of friends. I felt embarrassed, actually, still. Even when I was a year or two in it, seeing the results, because it felt so niche to me, it felt like so for the like right person, it's perfect, but for the general public, I kind of want to keep this a secret. That was a block for me. When I recorded my first training videos, which were part of a launch sequence, which were part of trying to sell a program, I ended up with my head in the toilet. I didn't vomit, but I was very close. What else? There's also the fear, like if I invest in this, if I actually put my time and money in it and nothing happens, how embarrassing is that? All of these things are often under the surface and they're in our minds, yes, but they're most of them are like in our body, just creating a bit of a freeze response. And what I've seen many of my clients do is nothing. Just tell themselves, okay, I'm gonna do something about this week or this month, and nothing happens. So I have found that the business journey is as confronting or as big of an alchemical journey as the journey to becoming a healer. And I think they are different. There's overlap, but there's different. There's a skill set of learning to help people heal and do that reliably. And there's a skill set of getting people through the door, getting people into your healing business and giving them the result they came for, and hopefully retaining those clients and continuing to help them on their journey, continuing to reliably provide a result. And these are two different skill sets and they overlap a great deal. I've been thinking, or I've been seeing this, is that every block on the business journey can be something you dismantle with your own healing work. So let's say you have a block around becoming visible in this journey. People seeing you, claiming the title of healer, but claiming that you can help people heal. The visibility block there in your body might feel like, I will sort of die if anybody sees me claim that, and you freeze. You simply freeze. So you might have a visibility block, the idea that being seen claiming the title of healer will kill you. And by that, I mean like your body interprets this, your nervous system interprets this as the tribe will kick me out. The tribe will maybe hold me to a different standard. Now they will think of me differently. They're going to maybe think like, who do you think you are? We know that you have problems just like everybody else. And essentially like apply this thinking that a healer is supposed to be above everybody else. When I believe it's the opposite. Well, not the opposite. Just we're all human and we're all walking each other home. And so until you really own that, and know that for yourself and stop holding yourself to some inhuman standard, visibility is going to feel really hard because as soon as you're seen in some kind of imperfection, perceived imperfection, that's it. That's sort of game over for you. The jig is up. You're not a healer anymore. When the answer is really to just hold yourself to the standard of being human. Like we are all human. Period. Nobody is above anybody else. And when we are working on healing, nobody is perfectly healed. And there's always new levels. And yet, there are some of us who have learned to help people walk the path of healing and to claim more of themselves and to become more of themselves. And that is what you need to own. And that is what you need to own unapologetically. And when you do that, the visibility becomes no big deal. So why do I say there's an overlap between the business work and the healing work? Well, if you're called to become more visible in this work and invite strangers to come work with you, you have no choice. They have to see you. They have to know that you exist. The healing work can be like actually creating those videos and having your head in the toilet and doing it anyway, and then holding yourself in so much self-compassion, so much love that you get through it and you get better and better and better and eventually you have a podcast. Visibility work also, self-compassion. Self-compassion is huge because if you aren't asking for everybody to see you as perfect and it's okay for people to see your imperfections. It's okay for you to see your imperfection. You need to hold you first. Even if there's people out there saying like, oh, you're not a real healer because da 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 da. You know who you are. Another piece of the healing work here with the visibility is like you need to know that you as a practitioner can reliably produce a result. Now, a lot of us feel like a fraud because we don't know that yet. We have a sense that maybe we could, but we don't fully know it yet. We've worked a lot on our own selves. We've had amazing results, but we just don't have enough practice yet with other people to know that no matter what, you can show up and play your role, the role that you need to play. Even if your client is shut down, even if your client is having a really bad day, even if your client's not happy with you, even if your client doesn't believe in the energy work that you're proposing, those things shouldn't bother you. They shouldn't faze you. If you want to stand strong in yourself, if you want to be visible for this work. So the healing work there is you do what you need to do to get good. You do what you need to good to be a reliable, competent, grounded presence for the people who come to you. Not some flash in the pan like, oh, you got me on the right day and I'm super brilliant today, but tomorrow I'm going to be flat on the floor and not able to do anything. Professional healer, it is a job, it is a responsibility. And the more of that responsibility you can hold, and that is a healing journey, make no mistake of it, the more you can be visible, the more you can create a system that places you at the center. So that brings me to something I've been thinking about lately. And I want to give it to you, a way of thinking of business, because the actual truth of the matter is the field of energy healing is really coming up. There's more and more energy healers. There's more and more respect for it in the world generally. There are some spas that offer Reiki and energy healing as part of their services. There are some jobs you can get, but I believe that still in like 93% of energy healers work for themselves. They have to create the system for their love to land. And this is bad news and good news, okay? Bad news is there's no real way around it. I mean, there's some lucky people who have been employed with this and like an actual job, and that is fantastic. However, what's beautiful about that is you get to show up and do the healing work. However, when you do it as a job like this, you don't get to curate. You don't get to build a system that in itself is healing. Let me explain. I've been seeing business as a sort of devotional design. Business is a system. Or a healing business, rather, is a system that reliably allows your special, unique brand of love to land with the right people. So, a healing business is a system that reliably allows your particular brand of love and magic to land with the right people at the right time. And so, if you're doing this as a job, it's beautiful and it's great that you're getting a lot of exposure. But if you're doing this as a business, you get to create this whole world for your people. And you get to signal very clearly who are you for? Who is your work for? And this is a sacred opportunity. It really is. Like the way you set up your business, the way you set everything up can be healing in itself. One of the things that blocks a lot of people from the get-go is we all have some kind of like default template of what a healing business is supposed to look like. If you close your eyes for a second and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to make a healing business, what are you picturing? Are you picturing opening up an office where you are seeing clients day in, day out? Are you seeing clients come into your home, maybe just a few a week on the side when your home's quiet? Are you seeing yourself traveling the world, exuding thought leadership and working with the very specific leaders? There's so many different ways you can set up a business. And I'm going to invite you right now to rethink what you have in your mind and go back to your roots, go back to your truth, go back to your soul. If you were allowed to create a system to allow for your particular brand of love to land with the right people, how would you set it up? Are you attracted to being sort of the neighborhood community witch where, people kind of flow in and flow out of your home, coming for Reiki sessions, coming for herbs, coming for recommendations. And you set up your life and your home in a certain way to allow for that. And if that's the kind of way you want to run your business, does it make sense to post on social media? Not really, right? It's more like talking with your neighbors and talking with people at the park and maybe telling them like, hey, I have this healing business. The first session is at half price or something while I'm starting this off. And then do you know anybody else who might benefit from this? I don't know. Your rates can be maybe a bit more accessible because you're trying to make this accessible because that's what's in your heart to do. That was my thing for a really long time. Not exactly like the community would, but I wanted to be boots on the ground. I wanted to work with people who didn't have much exposure to this work, were interested, and were curious and wanted a first experience. So if that's the case for you, you need to be where those people are looking for you on Google, Google Maps. Make yourself a Google Map listing. Call it whatever people are looking for that would make you findable. Is it in your soul to work with artists, visionaries, or leaders? And maybe there's some kind of a thought leadership that you can create that allows for you to work with these people at a very like accessible rate. Maybe there's a tiny membership, something that these people can do, and you find a few high-level artists who can pay you very high rates and sustain you. The other thing that you want to ask yourself is, how much do I actually need from this business to sustain me, to be paid from it? And for some of you, it's really in you to create a business that is going to replace your full-time income and it's going to be your main source. You have to really approach this as a system, a business, and not something that just happens because you manifest it. You have to think through who am I for? How are they going to find me? When they find me, what do they do? When they find me and what do they do? What is their first step? How can I give them the result they're looking for? And then price out how many clients do I actually need to replace my current income? And so this is another place I think a lot of people get blocked is they do that math. And then there's a question, do I do it all at once? And I invest my life savings and I go, and I work on it and I make this happen and I get into debt if I need to? Or do I do it little bit by little bit? And I think both are totally fine. I've seen both work. The important thing is to stay out of a freeze response. The important thing is to keep going, to make this soul's journey, your healer's journey, your real life actual journey. So I'm going to end here by saying that if the part of the system here, I'm going to flesh out the system idea, like a business is a system that allows for your particular brand of love to reliably land. That system has multiple parts. Of course, you need to be able to charge money for it. You need to be set up in the right way government-wise. You need to possibly have insurance. There's possibilities of things going askew or distorted. That's part of the system. It's just like, if something goes wrong, does something have my back? Perfect. I'm going to work with them. What are the results? I'm interested in bringing them. What do I need to know before they come? Like all of that stuff. If you hear me say all of that and it all seems like actually really straightforward, but there's still a charge in your body because you don't trust yourself to be a reliable part of this system. You don't trust that you are ready to do the healing work professionally, because even if you've done a lot of work on yourself and you feel really aligned with this work, you know your soul's calling, and you were ready to invest in doing this properly to get yourself to the next level here in your life. But you yourself don't know that you can reliably produce certain results with your clients. You don't know that if somebody comes in shut down, that you're going to be able to handle it just fine and not lose yourself in self-doubt land. You know that when somebody comes in and they're a little bit like annoyed with you, that you'll be able to handle that. If somebody comes in and they're not believing this at all, really, and they're scared, that you'll be able to handle it. All of this is super handleable. None of it is a problem, but you need to have that solidity in yourself. And if you know that is what's missing still, then Healer Embodied is for you. It's my 6-month practicum program where we do Reiki 2, Reiki 3, tons of energy healing tools. But the beating heart of the program is getting you to do practice, to getting you to do work on receiving and giving to others and knowing, getting to know your particular brand of genius, your particular brand of magic, who your perfect people will be, getting to know how to handle all the crazy things that life might throw your way. Because when you have that solidity, the business becomes way, way easier. Then it's just putting all the other pieces to allow you to shine. In conclusion, the block here we're talking about is the question, do I start my healing business or not? My way of answering this was very strange. I was asking myself that question and wondering, oh, where will I practice out of? Because I was living at my parents' place at the time and I was just not the right spot. And I was just sitting there in front of my computer and on Facebook, a notification popped up. And that notification said, space for rent on Saint-Joseph. And Saint-Joseph was the street that I'd always wanted to practice on. I thought I wanted to be a psychologist and I wanted to have my office there. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, $200 a month? That means like if I have 3 sessions at $70 a month, I won't lose any money. I think I can make that happen. And I did it. I met the woman that was renting it out. I rented the space 3 days a week. And it went from there. And so that was how I did it. And maybe this is your sign. Maybe this is your sign to get going. You have something beautiful to give the world. And it is your responsibility to build the system around it to allow it to shine. This has been The Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brewer, and I will catch you in the next episode.